So this week we start Sefer Dvarim, the fifth of the five books of Moses. And the question that I want to ask you today is a very, very fundamental one. Is there any fundamental difference between this fifth Chumash and the first four? And of course, that's a very problematic question to even raise. All five Chumashim have the same identical sanctity. They're all part of the Kedusha of the Torah. And yet, the one who does the greatest amount of research on this topic, and it's in this article which we tried to photocopy, unfortunately the machine was not responding properly, and Dr. Harvey did his best that he could. Really, he deserves a tremendous yashkaya for all the frustration he went through. I've been going through this frustration for about 3.5 years now. Wexler has notified me that we're getting a replacement machine. I've heard that for 3.5 years, so it's like the boy who cried wolf, but maybe it'll actually happen this time. And this article, that what we really want to study, which is a tremendous amount of research, by Rav Yehuda Kupperman, Zichrono Livracha, just passed away a few months ago. I mean, this is the product of enormous, enormous years and decades of research. And we start with the fifth pasuk in this week's parasha. If you happen to have a chumash, you could see it inside. If not, you could just listen bal peh. The Torah says, "Be'ever hayarden, be'eretz moav, ho'il." What does ho'il mean? He began. Ho means he began. Ho'il Moshe Be'er. What does Be'er mean? To explain, right? Explain. As a Torah Azos, this Torah Lemar. Lemar means etc. In other words, what's coming in the future. Now, what we need to say is, by way of introduction, if we want to speak about the essential, unique essence of Chumash Dvarim amongst the five Chumashim, is that first and foremost, the Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin that amongst the people who deny, who lose, who forfeit their place in the world to come, we don't want to fit into that category, Chas V'Shalom, is someone who claims Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, that Torah was not given in Shamayim. And what does that mean? So if you want to understand that Mishnah properly, you're going to have to learn a Gemara in Baba Basra and a Rambam and a Ramban. The Gemara of Baba Basra establishes that there's a machlokas about the last 8 psukim in the Torah. According to the first opinion quoted in the Braisa, Yoshua was the one who wrote those psukim. Why does this opinion maintain that it's Yoshua who wrote the last 8 psukim? Because the psukim described the death of Moshe. It can't be that Moshe's writing them. It says in the psukim, Vayoma Shem Moshe Eved Hashem. After Moshe Chai, Moshe's alive and he's writing Vayoma Shem Moshe. Ella Ad Khan, up into the last of the 8 psukim, Moshe. Kosav Moshe. Moshe wrote the Torah. Mikan V'elech, but from the 8th, next to the last 8th pasuk and on, Kosav Yoshua. Now, that's the first opinion in the Brice. Amalor Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon didn't like it. Efsher Sefer Torah Choser Os Achas? Could it be possible that a Sefer Torah would be missing one letter? Who has to write the Sefer Torah? Moshe has to write the Sefer Torah. Our Torah is Torah's Moshe. And you're telling me that the last 8 psukim are not written by Moshe? Ksiv lakuach es Sefer HaTorah hazeh. Ela ad kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer u'Moshe Omer v'kosev. Mikan v'elech, the last 8 psukim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer u'Moshe kosev bidema. What does bidema mean? With tears in his eyes. Says the Rambam, Shloshahem HaKofrim B'Torah. There are 3 subcategories of what it said in the Mishnah. HaKofer B'Torah, he denies the Torah. And one of them is the one who says, Ein Torah Me'es Hashem. The Torah is not coming from the divine being. But, says the Rambam, V'afilu Pasuk Echad. If a man says that one specific Pasuk in the Torah, Afilu Teva Achas, one word in the Torah, Im Amar Moshe b'pi atzmo Omro, if you can tell me it doesn't come from Hashem, but who wrote that word?
Moshe.
Moshe? Hareze Kofer b'Torah. That means he's classified as a kofer. He loses his chelik in Olam Haba because he says that there's one word that Moshe added on his own. The entire Torah, says Moshe, says the Rambam, from beginning to end until Yene Kol Yisrael, is written by Moshe, but it is dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe doesn't add a letter to the Torah. And if you deny that, the Rambam says you forfeit your place in Olam Haba, you're a kofer b'Torah.
So who says that you say extra letter?
If a kofer comes forward and he says, you know what, I admit that the Torah was of divine origin, but Moshe added a little bit on his own. Says the Rambam, he's a kofer, even if he claims one letter was added by Moshe Rabbeinu. The entire Torah, the corpus of the Torah from beginning to end, with no exception, was given by God. If you deny the divine origin of as much as one verse in the Torah, one letter in the Torah, and he's attributed to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu he wanted to add a little bit, right? Why not? You know, embellish it. Yeah, they have these new editions of Shakespeare. I don't know if you heard about them. So they want to add to Shakespeare. You know, so I say call him Moshe Korea. You know, you have to take Shakespeare as he is, right? Says the Ramban in his introduction to Brachos, Avol ze emes ubarhu, you have to know this as truth and absolute clarity. Shekol haTorah, the entire Torah, mitchilas sefer Brachos ad li'enei kol Yisrael higia mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'ozno shel Moshe. Mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'ozno shel Moshe. Hashem dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu into his ears, and that's what we have from the beginning, Bereishis Bara Elokim, until the end, till the Yene Kol Yisrael. Nu Rabosai, as Rav Kupin points out here very beautifully on the bottom paragraph of page Shin Pei He, we see clearly that Torah Min HaShemayim relates to all five books of Moses as one entity. It's indivisible. You can't take one book out of the others. And now let's go through some of the original sources that try to set up an avchana. Okay, there's the key word. Avchana means to distinguish. Lavchin is when you want to set up a contrast, and we're going to go through sources that indicate that there's some sort of avchana between the last chumash and the first four chumash. The last chumash is called Mishneh Torah. And it's different. It's unique. And here we're turning to page Shin Pei Vav. The Gemara says in Masechta Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph on the Beis, Omer Abaye, Lo Shanu. There's a principle called Ein Mafsikim Beklolos. Means when we read the Torah, we have to read all the klolos in one fell swoop. He says that principle, Omar Abai, that principle applies b'klolos shebetoros kohenim at the end of Sefer Vayikra in Parashas B'chukosai. That's when it says avol klolos shebemishneh Torah, but there's another section of the Torah which is called Mishneh Torah, and there posek, you're allowed to make hefsekos. My timer, what's the difference? Halalu, all the other klolos, for example in Toros kohenim in Sefer Vayikra b'loshon rabim amuros, they are formulated in the plural. Moshe mipi hagvura omran. Moshe received these klolos, these curses, from the divine being. Vahalolu, but those in Mishneh Torah, b'loshen yachid amuros, they are written in the grammatical singular form. Moshe mipi atzmo omran. Rabosai, this is a Gemara, Masechta Megillah, Moshe mipi atzmo omron. What do you mean mipi atzmo? The Rambam says if you say anything is mipi atzmo, you're a kofer b'Torah. Very strange. So Rabosai, I just want you to be sensitive to the mountain here that we're about to climb, that we're going to try to climb. This is like Mount Everest. I don't know which is the tallest mountain in the world these days. Jungfrau, I don't know, whatever it is. Rav Kupperman is setting his goals very high. On the one hand, the Rambam, the Ramban, they all say Pe'echa, the entire Torah from Breishis to the Ani Kol Yisrael is Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'toch Ozno Shel Moshe. And if a person says that Moshe added something on his own, that is a kofah, he is a kofah of Torah Min HaShamayim. On the other hand, the Gemara says that the klolos that are written in the Mishneh Torah, which means the fifth of the five books of Moses, Moshe Mipi Atzmo Amron. David?
Yeah. What about Az Yashir? It is also supposed to be what Miriam, what the people say, not what Hashem said.
Again, you know, there are many things that the people said. Like, take for example, Parshas Balak, is most of which was said by Bilam. But that doesn't give it the status of Torah. What gives it the status of Torah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates word for word into Moshe's ears, and then Moshe writes it. That gives it the status of Torah. So again, a lot of what's in the Torah was expressed by various prophets, Nevi'im, Klal Yisrael at the Yam, were all on the Madrig of Nevi'im. But nevertheless, to say about one word in the Torah that it was Moshe who added that word, and here the Gemara says, Moshe mipi atzmo omra. Unbelievable. The plot goes thicker. The Gemara Bava Basra tells us in the name of Rabbi Levi, Bo ure'e, shalo kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basa v'dam. Man is not like God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu birech Yisrael. God blessed the Jewish people. Be Esur Mushtayim. He used all the letters of the alphabet to bless the people. Uklolon Bishmona. But there are only eight letters that are used for the Klola. Vilu Moshe Rabbeinu Bircham Bishmona. Vikilon Be Esur Mushtayim. Moshe Rabbeinu goes beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only going to curse the people of Israel with eight letters. But Moshe Rabbeinu is going to curse the people by utilizing the entire alphabet, the Aleph Beis from beginning to Tav. Birchan Bishmone, what were the eight letters in which Moshe bestowed a brach on Klal Yisrael? V'hoya im shamoa tishma ad li ovdem. So if you take a look at the end of Chumash, in Dvarim Chaf Ches, in Psukim Aleph Ad Yudalid, you will see that there are eight blessings that Moshe bestows upon the people of Israel. But if you take a look at the end of that same section in the Torah, you fast forward from Pasuk Tesvav to Pasuk Samaches, there are the klolos of Moshe, Vayim Lo Tishmu. And there it's 20:22. Now again, it sounds like Moshe is utilizing his own words to curse the people of Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only willing to use eight words, and he's willing to use 22. Then we go on to the Gemara of Pesachim. On Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Okay, now there's a whole story here. You remember Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus El Elam Vod. When we recite Krishva, we only say those words in a low tone. So the Gemara wants to know, why do we say it in a low tone? Because Shema Yisrael, Yisrael is a reference to whom? Yisrael is?
Yaakov.
Another word for?
Yaakov.
Excellent. Thank you, Yaakov. And right, so Shema Yisrael. Now, who's saying Shema Yisrael? Who's talking to Yaakov Avinu and saying, "Listen, hear, O Jacob"? Who's saying those words? The Shvatim, right? Oh, why? Oh. Because Yaakov Avinu was afraid that maybe, perhaps, there is some psul bizarro, you know, some sort of problem here amongst his children. They're not full-fledged Chasron believers. Is B.K.H. Yaakov Legalus HaKetz, and is Talkim Menu Shechina, Chas V'Shalom Yesh Psul B'mitasi. Avram had a Yishmael, and Yitzchak had an Esav. Oh, Amru Lo Bonav Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're all one at a heart, and we all accept Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu responds, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. So the Chachom say, what should we do? What should we do when we get to Kriyat Shema? Hechi Navet, Nam Rinhu. If we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, Lo Amro Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe never said it. Moshe said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Well, what does that mean? Okay. Lo Nam Rinhu, if we don't say it, Omro Yaakov, but Yaakov says, Kirushi Omro B'Chashai, we should say it in a low tone. But look at the Gemara's language here. The Gemara is saying that we cannot say Baruch Shenk from Machuso Leon Vod out loud because Lo Omro Moshe Rabbeinu, as if the rest of the Torah Moshe said. Moshe didn't say anything. Moshe is just writing down what he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can you tell me Lo Omro Moshe Rabbeinu? The entire Torah was Mipiv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yozno Shel Moshe, as the Ramban says. Now we look in the Gemara in Brachos, and here we're going to move on to page Shin Pei Zion, if you have it. Rav Yosef tells us that there's something called smuchin. Smuchin means that if you see two psukim that are next to each other, contiguous, you can derive conclusions from the fact that they're smuchin. But there's one man, the Omer of Yehuda, who denies the whole concept of smuchin. The Torah is not organized in such a way that the fact that B follows A means that B equals A and we can derive conclusions by analogy from B to A or A to B. Says Rav Yosef, afilu, even according to Rav Yehuda, delo, man delo darish smuchin. That's only b'chol haTorah kula. That's only in 4 out of 5 books of the Torah. But the Mishnah Torah, when it comes to the 5th book, is even Rav Yehuda agrees that with darish smuchin. Has Rav Yosef know this? Doha Rav Yehuda lo darish smuchin b'chol haTorah kula, but Mishnah Torah darish. Says Rashi, the pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Dalet, at the very beginning of Chumash Dvarim, it says, "Va'udata levanecha ulivnei vanecha yom asher amadata lifnei Hashem elokecha b'chorev," and that's considered a smuchin, and that's only in Mishnah Torah. Now, in the Gemara in Yevamos, there's something called Hagos Marav Runschenberg. I don't know if you ever heard of one of the German Jews from about 3 centuries ago. And he writes the following. He says, Klolei Limud HaKosev, what are the rules that teach us how to derive conclusions from the written Torah? Says Shonim, with regard to the first 4 books, they are different than the rules of Mishneh Torah. Because Moshe Sider Mishneh Torah, Moshe deliberately organized and arranged the sequence of Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah means Chumash Dvarim, Parsha Chrei Parsha, and Lo Sidaram Som Eli Dorish. And he deliberately chose the progress or the sequence of the Psukim of the Parshios in such a way that we could derive conclusions. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says that even though I don't dash in Smuchin from the sequence of Psukim, I don't derive any conclusions. That's only in 4 out of the 5 books. But in the 5th book, which is the Mishnah Torah that's authored by Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu went out of his way to be very deliberate about the sequence of the psukim. Jeremy, are you following me? I can't see you in the back there. Okay. And you hear this? That Moshe Rabbeinu was very deliberate about the sequence of the psukim, and therefore even Rabbi Yehuda will doresh smuchin with regard to Mishnah Torah, the 5th Chumash. Man, if that doesn't tell you that the 5th Chumash is unique, then I don't know what does. And the plot grows thicker on both sides. The Medrash Rab at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Re'ei Lashona Shel Torah Ma'chaviva Shemerapa Es HaLoshon. There's something about the language of the Torah that heals a person. It soothes a person. It's so it's cherished. It's so beloved. Minayin Shekein Ksiv, Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishlei, Marpe Loshon Eitz Chaim. The Eitz Chaim, which is the Torah, is a marpe. Marpe means it's a healing process. Rabbi Levi Omar, Ma lonu lilmod mimokom acher, nilmod mimkoma. Why do you have to stretch your arm out to Mishlei to teach that the language of the Torah is marpe? Let's learn it from the Chumash itself. Hare, Moshe, ad shelo zocha l'torah ksiv lo ish dvarim anochi. Until Moshe reached the level of Torah, he was a kvad peh. How do you say that in English? He was, I don't want to say...
A speech impediment.
Okay.
Circumstance of lips.
Okay, he had an impediment. But kevan she zocha l'torah, nisrapi l'shono. He became excellent at speech. The Hischil Adaber Dvarim. How does Rabbi Levi know that Moshe Rabbeinu was no longer suffering from this speech impediment? Minayin, how do I know this? Mimasha Karinu Be'inyan, because we read this in the Torah. Eile HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe. This is the opening pasuk to Chumash Dvarim.
It came from his throat.
And he was healed. Now, wait a minute. I don't understand. Moshe received the Torah from the beginning of Bereishis until the end of the Torah. And yet, Rav Levi's proof to establish that Moshe was healed is based on a pasuk here at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. If Rav Levi, the Medrash, wants to say the Kevet Shezacha B'Torah Nisrape, then that has nothing to do with Chumash Dvarim. He was Nisrape already in Chumash Bereishis. Why do we have to wait till Chumash Dvarim? And now we get to the clincher. The clincher of this whole discussion is the Ramban and his Talmud, Rabbeinu Bachai. Says the Ramban in his opening presentation to Sefer Dvarim, what does it mean? You remember we started with the Pasuk Hoil Moshe. Moshe began. Right? Bier es HaTorah Zos. Ratzel Levar Lehem HaTorah. Moshe wanted to explain the Torah. And where is the explanation of Moshe to the Torah? Chumash Dvarim. Chumash Dvarim, says the Ramban, is Moshe's interpretation of the Torah. Could you imagine such a thing? V'hizkir kein lo'odia kein me'atzmo ra lasos kein. Moshe took the initiative on his own to be here to explain the Torah. V'lo tziva Hashem bazeh. And God didn't command it. Me lashon, like we see in the language of Hoyel no velin, velu hoal no veneshev, vechein rabbi. This is unbelievable. The Ramban is telling us, after he's established that the entire Torah was mipiv shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, li ozno shal Moshe, and now the Ramban is saying, no, me atzmo ra lasos, can Moshe decided to write Sefer Devarim, to be mevaras at Torah, to explain the Torah. Now, maybe the Ramban means Torah Shebal Peh, but if he means Torah Shebal Peh, Moshe Rabbeinu was already interpreting the Torah based on Torah Shebal Peh, what he received for 40 days, 40 nights at Har Sinai, from the very beginning of the Chumash. He didn't all of a sudden wake up here, beer as a Torah Zos in Chumash Dvarim, to give us Torah Shebal Peh. So what is going on here? Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, in his introduction to Sefer Dvarim, Yesh Lechol is Bonein Od, you should contemplate the following. Loma Hizkil HaSefer HaZeh B'Milas Eileh. Normally, the Torah adds a vav to the word Eila. For example, in Mishpatim, it says V'Eila Mishpatim. Here, the Torah says Eila. He says the following: Kevan Shakol Kishur Echad B'Vav. In order for the Torah to combine and connect that which is coming further with that which came before it, it adds the vav. That's called the vav amachaber. Avol Ze Yora. But here the Torah leaves out the vav. Why? Ki ha-sefer ha-chamishi ha-zeh, the fifth of the five books, afal pishu miyuchad, im ha-arba harishonim. Okay, here Rabbi Osa, you have to help me out. What does the word miyuchad mean?
Special. Together.
No. Thanks for your help, but no thanks. Just kidding. Just kidding. Miyuchad means attached, connected, unified. Okay? Right, Yichud Hashem means the unity of God. The fifth book is Miyuchad Im Ha'arba Harishonim. It is unified and indivisible from the first four. Vakol, and all five books, Kesher Echad Ubinyan Echad. So for example, Rabbi Osa, before you turn to page Shin Pei Ches, I have a test question for you, a quiz question. How many minim do we take on Sukkot?
Four.
Here's my test question for you. Do we take them all as one entity, as one unit? What if I take three out of four? Is that enough? No, you need all four. All four are bust, we say. But do we take them all four in the same way? It's three and one. What's the one that's left out? The Esrog. The Esrog is not part of the Aguda. Now watch this. If somebody would come forward and say to me that the Esrog is different in its halachic status than the other three, he would be absolutely wrong. Because every one of the four form this indivisible unit, and it's four robust. But yet on the other hand, it's very interesting. The Esrog has its own personality. It's singled out, and it's not part of the Akka. Now we're ready to turn the page.
And we say the bracha, we said it on the lulav too, don't we?
Correct, the bracha is on the lulav. The lulav is Zikr Mitzvah. It's got three minim out of four. V'hinei hu inyan b'fnei atzma. He says that even though there's an absolute unity between the fifth of the five books of Moses and the first four, nevertheless, it's an inyan bifnei atzmo. The fifth of the five books is a category unto itself. It has its own personality. Ke'inyan ha'esrog. The mashal, how did I figure this out? Oh, okay. Ke'inyan ha'esrog shu b'yuchad imina. Shame it's vasalimayim, aval hu b'fnei atzmo. Again, you can't fulfill the mitzvah without the esrog, but yet you take the esrog unto itself. She'ein li agdo b'agad shalahem. We see again, Rabbeinu Bechai, who's a Talmud of a Talmud in the Ramban, understands that even though Chumash Dvarim is an essential, integral part of Chamishi Chumshei Torah, it's mipiv shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu liozno shel Moshe, nevertheless, it's different than the other four. It's ainli agdo imayim. It's like the esrog that's not taken with the other three. And how do we understand that on the one hand you're telling me the fifth chumash is an integral part and no different than the other four, and it's all one essential entity, and at the same time you're telling me no, it's a chelek bifnei atzmo, inyan bifnei atzmo. This is the paradox. Now Rabosa, you know that amongst the Ashkenazic commentaries at the time of the Rishonim, what we call the Bali HaTosfos, but the commentaries on Chumash, not on Shas, one of them is called the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni was unknown. And it's only in the last century that we have access to the Chizkuni. It was somewhere in you know, maybe in the Vatican, I don't know where it was exactly, in a manuscript form. And the Chizkuni, once it was discovered, it was brought to light, has added a great deal of illumination to the Torah. And he writes here at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, which is in the middle of your Shin Pei Ches, that from Anochi Adu L'Shomrei Mitzvosai, that's what we call the Aseres HaDibros. Now the Aseres HaDibros appear twice. Once in the second of the five books, that's called Parshas Yisro, and the second time in the fifth of the five books, that's called Parshas Voeschanon, correct? Is there anything unique about the fact that the Aseres HaDibros is given in the fifth book? Now that we've already broken ground that the fifth book is an inyan bifnei atzmo, it's Moshe's initiative, says the Ramban, to be mevayer the Torah. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is going to clarify certain ambiguities in the first set of the Aseres HaDibros in his second set of Aseres HaDibros. You see what's opening up in front of our eyes? He says, "Ein bein divros rishonos lishnios shum shinui." There's no essential difference between the first set of Aseres HaDibros and the second. L'fisha Kadosh Baruch Hu chazar upirshim k'moshe mefurash beparshas Yisro. We know that Hashem explained the Aseres HaDibros. Oh, v'lo rotza Moshe afilu beparshas zos. This is the introduction of the Chizkuni to Parshas Voschanon. L'shanos behem shum dover. Moshe's intention here in Voschanon is not to change the Aseres HaDibros. The Aseres HaDibros shum Parshas Yisraim divrei Elokim, divrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'li tosefes megraz. Right, you can't add or subtract from the Aseres HaDibros of Parshas Yisro. The osam shem beparshas zos. But however, you have to know, says the Chizkuni, that the Aseres HaDibros of Parshas Voschanon heim divrei Moshe. These are the words of Moshe. V'kan, and here in Parshas Voschanon, see there Moshe. It's very interesting. When you talk about someone who organizes something, who has the right or the authority to organize something?
The author.
The author, right? The owner, the author, the balabas, as we call him, right? Moshe is now organizing the Aseres HaDibros. Like, as if to say he's the balabas. I mean, what do you mean he's the balabas? HaKadosh Baruch is dictating the Torah to Moshe's ear. Achar svaras habachurim shetchilas kumashim isha ve'akach bayis ve'akach eved ve'oma. He goes through various differences between the first set of the Aseres HaDibros and the second set. It says eishes re'echa, it says beis re'echa, sadeu avodav hamoso shoruch hamor kol sher re'echa, and all these are additions of Moshe Rabbeinu in the second set of Aseres HaDibros. So Parshas Yisro, Sidro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who organized the sequence and the formulation of the Aseres HaDibros back in Yisro, that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Svaras Das Anshei Chochma Shekonim Tchila Bayis. Okay, he wants to know why Bayis comes first and then Isha comes second. He says a person who's wise, he doesn't get married and then look to buy a house. He buys a house and then, I don't know, in this neighborhood, but it's too expensive, but in general, he should be buying a house, and then, so Beso appears first, he says. But on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about what does he call it here? Svaras Abachurim. That first is Yeshes, and then Beis Reyecha. I guess it means that Moshe Rabbeinu is interested in what a person has in his heart. You know, the most important decision in his life is to first get married, choose a soulmate, and then he builds a house. But anyway, we're not going into the details of all the minute differences between the first set and the seventh set and the second. We're interested in the principle. What's the foundational breakthrough here of the Chizkuni? That Moshe is Mesader, the Aseres HaDibros, Heim, Divrei Moshe. Rabbosai, how can we call Chumash Dvarim Divrei Moshe when all five books were given Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozno Shel Moshe? And here we take a look at the Rashbash. He says the following. This is one of the Chachmei Sfarad of about 6 centuries ago. He writes, Masha Omar Viperik HaSvina, we saw the Gemara Bava Basra earlier, that Klolo Shebet Torah Skoen and Moshe Rabbeinu Omron Umipi Agvura Omron V'Shebet Mishneh Torah Moshe Omron Umipi Atzmon Omron. What does it mean that in Mishneh Torah Moshe wrote it Mipi Atzmon, from his own words? HaKavonahi Shekola Torah, the entire Torah, the four books of Moses, Zulas, with the exception of Mishneh Torah, Lo Omar Moshe Dovar. Moshe was totally passive. He was totally on the receiving end. Right? Elmi Piagvura. The entire initiative and all the presentations, every word, every phrase, every paragraph, every parasha was given me Piagvura. The Kachoya Omer Yisrael, and then Moshe just transmitted it to Klal Yisrael. But Mishneh Torah, the sequence is different. Rabosai, this is the secret of Mishneh Torah. Tchila, what came first, is Dvar Moshe. Moshe speaks first. Kol Osam Dvar Yisrael Me'atzmo. Moshe transmits his own Torah to Klal Yisrael. V'achar kach. But at the end of the 40-year period, right before Moshe's passing, Tzivo Yisroch Lichtov Kolos and Dvarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates all those things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating, Vayakosev and Moshe was writing. Ke'inyon, Shenemer Lahalonu Vipiv Yikra, Eli Kol Advarim Ha'eluv HaNikosev Al HaSefer Bidin. When it comes to Sefer Vayikra, Moshe did not formulate these klolos. The initiator and the first stage was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Mishneh Torah is Betchila. Who is the initiator? Omron Moshe. Li Yisrael mi atzmo. These are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. The achar kach. And when do these words become canonized, become upgraded to the level of Torah? When did they become, if you pardon the Briscoe language, a cheftza shel Torah? That's only achar tziva kodesh baruch hu echad li echad, pasuk by pasuk, dictating to Moshe, this is what you have to write in the Torah. Kosvan Moshe mi piv shel kodesh baruch. So it's true. The entire Torah was dictated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth into the ears of Moshe. But yet, Sefer Dvarim is very unique. Because who took the initiative and was the first one to formulate the words of Sefer Dvarim? It was Moshe Mipi Atzmo. And these are the words of explanation that Moshe stands up at the end of his life and delivers this long lecture, a long Musa Shmuz. This is Moshe's great drasha called Sefer Dvarim Mishneh Torah. It's Torah's Moshe. And now, when does it become part of the Torah? Only at the end of Moshe's life, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates every word of the Torah to Moshe, into his ear, Moshe writes it in the Torah, then and only then does it become a Cheftza Shel Torah. And here on page Shin Pei Tes, we take a look at the Archaim HaKadosh. The Archaim lived 5 centuries ago. In what city? Who remembers? In Tzfat. He was a very, very holy man. That's why they call him HaKadosh. And he starts Sefer Dvarim with the word Eileh. And he says, what is Eileh? Mi'et HaKodem. Eileh means the exclusion of what came before it. Otherwise it would have said what? Ve'eileh, right? Pirush. Lefisha Omar. Since the Torah says here, Asher Diber Moshe, Right? That's how the Torah opens up Kumash Dvar Masher Diber, Eila Dvar Masher Diber Moshe, Shehem Divrei Atzmo. These are the words of Moshe. I mean, things are beginning to fit into place, Rav Moshe. But only because we went through this whole historical analysis, starting from the Gemara Megillah and Babasra and Brachas, all the way through the Ramban and Rabbein Bechai, and finally reaching the Chidushim of the Chizkuri and the Rashbash. He says, "Shekol haSefer Tochacha Sehem Umusar MiMoshe Loved LaVar Pi Hashem." These are all words of Tochacha, of Musar, that Moshe gives. He rams it into Klal Yisrael. Again, he tries to do it in an edel way, you know, sometimes hinting. V'Amuzal Klal Shem B'Mishnah Torah Moshe MiPi Atzmo Omron. Again, quoting the Gemara Megillah that we began with. Even when Moshe repeats certain parts of the Torah that came and were presented in the four books, known as Tavolas Asosken, he wasn't commanded to do so. He repeated those words because he felt they needed emphasis or clarification, embellishment. Ki kederach shomer Moshe mipi atzmo dvarim ka'ele, k'mochem b'mamorim hakodmim omer Moshe mipi atzmo is a dvar. He says, maybe you'll entertain the idea that just like here in Sefer Dvarim, Moshe took the initiative and said things on his own. Maybe that's true even for the first four books. Is therefore lezeh omer ele dvarim. Ele dvarim means stop. Separate between the first four books and the fifth. Ele levat. Anything that appears in the first four books of Moses, lo omar afilu os achas me atzmo, not even one letter came from Moshe. Hadvarim yotzu mipi hametzave, they came from the commander. Kitzurasim, exactly below shinu. Moshe doesn't change a word or a letter. Afilu os achas yiseru chasera. Masha'en came here in Mishneh Torah asher diber Moshe ele. It means that this is Moshe's language. This is what the Gemara Megillah means by Divrei Moshe Mipi Atzmo. And again, if you turn back to the Gemara Megillah that we started with, the Gemara says, U'Moshe Mipi Atzmo Omron. And the Arachayim is consistent. From the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, time after time, he reiterates that Haim Divrei Moshe. This you'll see in Dvarim Perek Hei. In Vesacharta ki Evid Ayisa. And there are various nuances of differences between this pasuk, Vesacharta ki Evid Ayisa, and an earlier pasuk, because here it's Moshe speaking. Or, for example, when the Archaim comments on Es Advar Ma'elu, he says, V'lo Omar Kol Advar Ma'elu. He says, because Yesh Me Advar Ma'amurim, Shlo Dibra Ma'shem. Because Moshe initiated his own presentation. Now, Rabosai, at this point, we have a Shtikl Torah here for the Meshech Chochma, for Meir Simcha, but because we're running a little bit late in time, I would like to fast forward to the Chsam Sofer. And the Chsam Sofer is on page Shin Sadi Aleph. Yeah, go ahead. On the second major paragraph on the page, Lachem Kosev Achsam Sofer, and this is Dibra Maskel Vayehi Biarboim, okay, he says the following, Moshe Rabbeinu Nosan Eslimbo Lomar Kol Mishneh Torah. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden decide to write from his heart, right? Notice he was self-prompted or self-motivated, the Mishneh Torah, Kemoshe hiksuva lefaneinu, exactly as it's written in front of us, b'loshen atzma, v'lo tzivo Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu takes the initiative. He was not commanded. V'oz, b'rosh chodesh shvat, k'sha'omad lomar dvarim ha'mesudarim, is dibra shechina mitok grono kol osam dvarim v'loshono mamish. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he would accept every single formulation, every single verse that came out of Moshe's mouth, V'loshina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Milashono Shesider Liatzmo. Says the Chsam Sofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to accept, to in a sense, in Hebrew we say La'asher, I don't know how you say that in English, to verify or to give the to the Geshpanka, what is it called?
I said to permit.
No, not la'asher.
To authorize.
To authorize, to give it the gushpanka, to give it the authority of Torah. Every single word that came out of Moshe. But again, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that decision, it's not Torah. It's Nevuah, and it's Musar, and it's Tochacha from Moshe's Mipiatzmo. But when does it become upgraded to Torah? When does it get that gushpanka of Torah, that Ishur of Torah, says the Chasam Sofer? That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe and dictates it. Shechina medaberes mitokrono shel Moshe, but bilshono shel Moshe mamish veloshina HaKadosh Baruch Hu milashono shel Moshe. It's unbelievable. I don't know if you're aware of the amazing chidush here, the insight here that Chasam Sofer. Tfisa chadosha lechalutin on a motzi b'divrei. B'meshach arboim shona ya HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaber mitokrono shel Moshe Rabbeinu pel adaber bo. בשלבים הראשונים של מלאכת ההפרדה שבין תורה שבכתב ובין תורה שבעל פה, there is a definite separation between the written Torah and the oral Torah. I see Yozma lepula mitzaydo shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is all the initiative of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when we say that mipiv shel Kadosh Baruch Hu liozno shel Moshe, that God is dictating the Torah, and when Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it says in the Torah Omer, it means he's machtiv. Machtiv means he's dictating and telling Moshe to write it. And for example, in Parshas Mishpatim Bar Sinai, Kach legabi mitzvos ol moed, v'chein legabi kol megillah megillah shel hachtova yachad em bir bal peh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the written Torah together with the oral Torah to explain the written Torah. Kol pula kazot hayti mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was all initiated by God. Hu asher kava, and God will determine what's Torah Shebachsav, and it has to be, you know, eternalized by being canonized in the text. And what's Torah Shebal Peh? An extra explanation that has its own sanctity. It's not the Torah, the Chefetz of Torah Shebaksav, it's the Torah Shebal Peh. And there are various differences, because Torah Shebaksav is something that we can interpret. Hafochba, every word, every sentence, every verse has to be interpreted. And Torah Shebal Peh is already explanations. That's the way we describe it, the way we embellish it. But Hine Lekrat Sof Chayav, at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Kasher Moshe Rabbeinu Ola Mala Mala, Moshe Rabbeinu, after the 40 years in the Midbar, has reached the highest pinnacle of a human being. Lo Zubavad Shaloko Einov Lo Nasol Lecho, he's not physically ill, you know, like an older person. Ela Od Hiskil Liyasein Velasos Es Melechus Boro. Moshe now is a divine being who is almost like imitating God. Until this point, at the end of Moshe's life, God is giving the Torah, Megillah, Megillah, in different sections. Again, the final, you know, all-inclusive Torah was only given at the end of the 40 years, the end of Moshe's life. Hine, Eved Hashem, Moshe reaches the level of a servant of Hashem. Some say that he was almost a divine, you know, half-man, half-God kind of figure. Ish Elokim, as it says. He's an Ish, but he's also Elokim. Is hirhiv os benafsha? He stimulates, he awakens the power, the energy force in his own soul, velhoil, and he decides that he's going to begin a process which is really malachto shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He himself is going to do what God normally does. And here we're going to turn to Shin Sadi Beis and finish up. Hoil Moshe Bir. What does that mean? Hoil Moshe Bir. Pirusha lefizesha Moshe kibal atzmo. Moshe accepted upon himself at this apex, this pinnacle of his career, the malacha of nisuach, to write a new Megillah that will eventually be incorporated to the Torah, and that's Chumash Dvarim. And he did this malacha in the most perfect way. As the Pasuk says, Kechol asher tziva Hashem osa Elokim, he was able to imitate all the other four Sfarim and create a Megillah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give his Ishur, his acceptance, his approval, his Gishpanka. Es tochen ha-mitzvahs, he can even repeat the essence or the substance of certain mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already commanded him in our Sinai. But now Moshe Rabbeinu is going to embellish them, and he's going to give them again. And this nisuach, this formulation of Moshe Rabbeinu, of a kasuv, of the way it's going to be written, is going to be accepted and validated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. The Oz, and then at that moment, Hashem Omer. Now, the roles are switched. You know, until now Moshe was taking the initiative. Now we switch roles and Hashem takes the initiative. Hashem Omer Moshe Kosei. And therefore the fifth book of the five books, like the other four, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omro Letoch Ozno Shel Moshe Moshe Koso. And therefore, according to the Chasam Sofer, we can now begin to understand all of the different opinions, or all the different sources that we saw before in the Shas and in the Medrash and the Achronim, the Rishonim and the Achronim. They're all trying to reconcile these two seemingly mutually exclusive principles. And on the one hand, the last of the five books is an integral, essential part with the same identical sanctity, indivisible to the four. And on the other hand, there's a unique singular nature or personality to the fifth. And that means that in our language, we could say that Moshe offered the tutor. Oh, this is an important word. How do you say it in English? A tuta? It's called a rough draft. D-R-A-F-T. Nothing to do with beer or anything like that. No, those drafts. And who wrote the rough draft of Chumash Dvarim? Now, if you were an author, you would be writing as an author the rough draft. I can't write a rough draft for you. The rough draft means the first edition. Who wrote the first edition of Chumash Dvarim?
Moshe.
It was Moshe.
He did the groundwork.
And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Chasam Sofer accepted every single word in that rough draft. Right. Normally you have a rough draft and then you do editing. Today they have fancy, sophisticated computer programs in different colors. You've seen it. And you know, you send your the author sends his work, his manuscript in a typed out form in a computer as a rough draft. And he gets back from the editor suggested emendations, right? In a different color. It's very sophisticated if you've ever seen it. And then the author takes the, you know, he's empowered, of course, to decide which of those
changes.
Yeah, what's the other word for changes, Doc?
Amendments
or what?
Additions.
Not necessarily additions, but changes. You know. Right, to perfect something. What word am I looking for? Okay, which ones he wants to accept? In the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, he writes the first draft of Chumash Dvarim. It's called Torah Moshe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Isher. God says, "I'm not sending back anything for editing. I'm going to accept it word for word." And now I'm going to be Maktiv. What I'm going to do is I'm going to dictate from my mouth, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the Ozen of Moshe, just as I did in the first four Chumashim, to give your rough draft, upgrade your draft to the status of the final edition. It's part of the Chefetz Shel Torah. And now Rav Kupin wants to go a step further. And here, Rav Osai, we're treading here on some dangerous ground. He says that maybe this is what Rabbeinu Hananel means in Masechet Megillah. You remember the Masechet Megillah differentiates between the klolos of Sefer Vayikra as opposed to the klolos in Mishneh Torah. Osan mipi atzmo omran, says Rabbeinu Hananel, Moshe mipi atzmo omran lihi kosev. Rabbeinu Hananel adds one word to the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, and that word is critical. What does he add? Lihi kosev. What does he mean, lihi kosev?
It should be written like this.
Oh. He says what we're hearing now is exactly the differentiation between nisuach, which means formulating, and the ultimate substance of the Torah. He says, amirasa shel Moshe, anything that comes out of Moshe Rabbeinu's mouth in Chumash Dvarim, that is a formulation, that is a nisuach. But it's ra'ui lihi kosev, says Rabbeinu Hananel. Lo betochen shelo. In other words, we don't need to know to establish that the substance of what Moshe said is royally kosev. El b'nisuach. Lihi kosev in Rabbeinu Hananel means the nisuach. Nisuach means the formulation. In other words, there's no question that the substance and the essence of what, or the ideas that are incorporated in Sefer Dvarim are ru'uyim, they're worthy, they're suitable. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, on the highest level that a human being can achieve. But we're going a step further, says Rabbeinu Hananel. We're saying that not only are they suitable as concepts, and they should be transmitted and learnt and studied to Bnei Yisrael, but no, more than that. Even the very words themselves, Rabosai, the formula, the hatza'ah, the presentation, the nisua, that is royally kosev. That's what Rabbeinu Kanal means. And that only becomes clear, according to some sofer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the 40 years before Moshe departs from this world, dictates the Torah to Moshe and accepts every single word in Moshe's own personal initiated formulation of Sefer Dvarim. And if that be the case, do you remember, Rabosa, we discussed a few weeks ago, I don't know if you were here, in Parshas Matos, it says, Zeh HaDavar. And the Medrash points out that all the Nevi'im use the phrase Ko, which means Ko Amar Moshe. The exception is here in Parshas Matos, which is at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, the Torah opens up Moshe's Nevuah, and he tells about the Rosh HaMatos, and the HaTorah Nedarim, the Parshas Nedarim, with Zeh HaDavar. Right? And who was the one who was Mechadesh, the Halacha, of HaTorah Nedarim? It was none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself accepted the HaTorah Nedarim. You can remember after the Chet HaEgel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to destroy the people, they worship the idols, I took a shvuah, I took an oath. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be mati your ned. So the initial breakthrough of HaTorah Nedarim came from Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then later accepted Moshe's halachic breakthrough, gave it again the Yeshua, the Gushpanka, that there's such a thing called HaTorah Nedarim. That's called Zeh HaDavar. Why does Parshas Matos open up with Zeh HaDavar? The answer is that the Zeh HaDavar is indicating that this is the Chiddush of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, at the bottom of Shin Tzadi Beis, if you have that page, going on to the last paragraph in this article, you will see that he quotes the Ramban that argue that even Parshas Masai, which we read just 3 days ago, is a decision of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ramban says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't require, demand of Moshe Rabbeinu that he write the 42 Masos. It was Moshe Rabbeinu who decided to write the Masos. So we have now the HaTorah Nedarim Halacha, together with the Masos, and all this begins at the beginning of Parshas Matos with the word Zeh HaDavar. And therefore, take a look at, on page Shin Tzadi Gimel, he writes, Lahafsika inyan divrei Rabbi Shmuel afisha ad kan, up until the end of Parshas Pinchas. You remember what's at the end of Parshas Pinchas? That's the Karbonos, the Musafir. Is Dvarav Shel Moshe, I'm sorry, Dvarav Shel Makom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rashi, up until the beginning of Matos, are the word, including the Parsha of Karbonos Musaf, other words of Makom, Makom means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Parshas Nedarim, Mascheles Diburo Shel Moshe. Nedarim, which is Parshas Matos, really belongs to Sefer Dvarim. Why? Because up until the end of Bamidbar, meaning up until but not including Matos, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. But now who steps into front stage and takes the initiative? Who's calling the shots now? Who's the Baal HaBaas? Who's being Mesader? Ah, Diburo Shel Moshe, says Rashi. And that means Zeh HaDavar. It's a unique kind of role that Moshe plays. We don't find it in any of the other Nevi'im. Therefore, Hutzrach Lahafsik Tchila V'lo Mashachazah Moshe V'yavar Parshas Zu Li Yisrael. So therefore, the last paragraph, Parshas Matos and Masai, they are Me'ein, they are like an introduction in a microcosm form to Bir Moshe Satorah Zos to Sefer Dvarim. And all this was accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu after Moshe added this last Megillah, which is Sefer Dvarim. And then the Tziyah Kosuv Shal Chubash Sholem, Moshe was basically presenting a rough draft of an entire Chubash, one of the five. And Kibel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibel Es Haskamoso, I'm sorry, Moshe Kibel Es Haskamoso, V'Yishuro Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Omnom lo kam novim. So Rabosai, on the, you know, I just want to, you know, if you give me one more minute just to summarize, I don't want you to misunderstand and believe, I don't want you, anybody walking out of here thinking that Chumash Dvarim is different than any other Chumash. They're all the same, it's an indivisible entity, and it's one miksha achas. But what I do want you to walk out of here is the amazing, amazing authority, power, leadership, role of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he is able on his own to create an entire Chumash. Again, it only becomes Torah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the final approval. And then, of course, we go back to square one, and all five books are one indivisible entity. The only thing we didn't get to today is the Meshach Chochma. Od Chazon
L'Moed. So we can say that Moshe didn't add one word, we got to keep to that, according to Rambam. And the old ideas, his ideas, were except authorized by God. And
once God authorized it, God dictated it to Moshe, that's the entire Torah that we have
today. That's what we believe.
And for someone to come along and say, well, there's a word or two that Moshe, that Hashem didn't dictate to Moshe, but Moshe decided to add it on his own, as if to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the rough draft, and then Moshe added his own emendations, that's a kofer, b'torah min ha-shamayim, ein lo chelek olamo. But once we believe that every single word, from beginning, from Bereishis till the end of Kol Yisrael, was dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, every single word, without exception, there's no word, letter, or half a letter that Moshe added on his own, then we've accepted Torah min Shamayim. Now we're free to say that Hoil Moshe bears a Torah Zos, what we call Mishnah Torah, Mipi Atzmo, means he wrote the rough draft. That doesn't make it, that doesn't upgrade it to the level of Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. But the amazing thing, and that's only the Ksam Sofer's Kiddush, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Gushpak, he gave the okay, the approval to every single word that Moshe formulated.
And that's why we can say in the end that Moshe actually wrote it with tears.
We could say that Darshan Smuchin in Mishneh Torah. We could say that the Klolos of Mishneh Torah have a special status because it's Mipir, it's Moshe Midivrei Atzmo. All these unique features that apply to Sefer Dvarim are a result, according to this essay, of the fact that the rough draft of Sefer Dvarim was written by Moshe. And I have to tell you, Rabosa, that if I were to say this over to my Rebbe Rav Soloveitcher, Zichrono Livracha, he would probably throw me out on my toes. But on the other hand, I have to tell you, the evidence here is very heavy. It really weighs in. This man, Rav Kuperman, who I had the pleasure of knowing, the scholarship that we're looking for, again, I don't know, I have tears in my eyes when I say this, because I don't know if you appreciate what this is. You know, you could sit back on two legs of your chair and say, oh, nice little Torah. Berzon gave a nice shiur today. Or he didn't give a nice shiur. I liked it. I didn't like it. But to appreciate the phenomenal amount of research, this is like two millennia, 2,000 years of research that this man dedicated himself to. The Sefer is called Pshuto Shel Mikra. Now again, why is it so critical for Rav Kuperman that this is the first essay amongst, about 50 essays on Sefer Dvarim? Because all the essays that will come forward, that will follow, will be based on this breakthrough, on this fundamental, philosophical principle here. You either accept it or you don't. Notice, now that we've understood that this is, Sefer Dvarim is the language of Moshe, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu again accepted, then we can begin to understand the Pshuto Shel Mikra on a different level, and new rules and new light is going to be shed to elucidate Sefer Dvarim.
Why do you say Rav Soloveitchik would throw you out? Why wouldn't you be appreciative?
My friend Rabbi Shurin, I don't know if you know Yitzchok Shurin, is a big fan of the Abarbanel, amongst others, but that's one of his biggies. And the Abarbanel, which I'm surprised doesn't appear so far in what we've seen, also has a thesis about Sefer Dvarim, that it has a different status. And Rabbi Shurin, my friend Rabbi Shurin, once tried to say it over to Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Soloveitchik cut him off in the middle of his sentence. He wouldn't let him even continue.
As a Babanel on these lines.
Along these lines. So, Bli Neder, I'm going to, if I get a chance, I haven't seen Rabbi Shurin in a good couple of months. He's a pretty busy guy, Rabbi Shurin. He's running an institution for ladies, if you heard of it. It's part of a large institution called Dar Chaim Chappelle.
Oh.
What do you say? It's called Madresh Rachel. Are you familiar with it?
My daughter's husband lives there. The boys,
The boys finish. So Rabbi Shurin teaches a little bit the boys, but he's pretty much day and night with the women. in Midrash Rachel, and it's quite amazing what he's accomplished. And besides his personality, this is not a time to eulogize my friend Rabbi Shurin, but I have the schus to be a friend of his. And I could try to clarify with him exactly what the Abravanel said, and it would bring great joy to my heart if the Abravanel overstepped these bounds, because we've really pushed, you know, we've pushed the envelope as far as you can go. Any pushing beyond this is already a Suffolk fear, let's call it. You know what I mean? This is as far as you can go, and it's pretty radical. Okay, Rabbi, also wish everyone a great day, and thanks for joining me.